Hello, and welcome once again to Circulus, a homebrew 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons campaign. I will be your DM for this evening. My name is Crash, and I'm here to say that when players are AFK, it can't be a TPK, which is not very good, but oddly fitting for this evening. With me are some fabulous people, including Chris. Chris, who are you playing? Where can we find you?
I'm playing Vex Aron Zilvor, a half-elf ranger rogue. You can find me on Twitter at Akari_mag. You can find me on the podcast Azeroth Coast to Coast, which is azerothctc.com. We have a new show coming out tomorrow. And I'm streaming as well, so you can find me on twitch.tv Akari365.
Yeah, today you were streaming the World of Warcraft Alpha.
Yes, I was. And many profanities were had.
Yes, and you fell through the pyramid once. You were threatened to throw off the pyramid, but that you fell through it instead.
Yes, that's where a lot of the profanities came from.
Actually, I think you were pretty much saying, oh no, oh no, oh no, or something like that, but never mind about that. We also have Tom. Tom, who will you be playing this evening?
I am playing Punkara, Barbarian, and Rogue.
And where can we find you?
On Twitter, at Bolthra, that's BOLTHRA.
And when's your novel coming out?
Hopefully sometime this summer. More details to be released soonish.
Woo. We also have Jen. Jen, who will you be playing and where can we find you?
I am playing Meepo Chipclaw, a kobold sorcerer who's now a teenager, which should make life interesting for all. You can find me at, my website is Book of Jen at bookofjen.net. It is the home of the Words of Jen podcast, where I read a piece of my writing in every episode. And I just released this week a second podcast called Jen's Lore Corner, which is about the lore of the Diablo 3 games and books. So that's all there at bookofjen.net. And I'm also streaming on Twitch at random hours at Queen of Haiku. There's probably not more than one of those names on there, so easy to find.
And most of your streaming has been Diablo 3 and Hearthstone, because you were opening a bunch of packs. But
recently,
I also
yes.
saw some alpha stuff in there.
Yes, there's some alpha stuff in there. The alpha just updated, and I had to like change things around on my computer to get it to all fit. So I'm going to probably try to play a lot more of the alpha soon, just to kind of feel like I'm using the thing that's taking all the space on my computer.
It would make sense.
Yes.
To actually use the thing that's taking up all the space in your
yes.
computer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That or buy an external drive. But
well, I've already got one. That's not going to help. So, yeah.
Well, you can always have another.
This is true.
And then
and
everything runs really
well.
Slow because it doesn't have the throughput for capable. Never mind about that. Our last but certainly not least member of the party cannot be found. He has cast invisibility on himself. So you might be able to hit him, but only if you roll disadvantage. And that would be Matt. Matt, who are you playing this evening?
I am playing Aristobulus Ravenscroft, human wizard.
All right. And right before we roll for initiative, because we are in a situation where we're going to need to start off by rolling for initiative, we're going to do this little thing where we just look at our character sheets at all these nifty features that you tend to forget about because you haven't used them in a while, and then when it's really, really needed, you forget that you have it. And then you don't use it, and then you have things like everyone dies. So, if you look at your character sheet, particularly under abilities, many of you have saving throw modifiers that you may or may not have been using. But also under features, some of you have some nifty abilities that might come in handy today. And we also have two of you are now multiclassing. So you've got some new things that I know you're looking forward to using. Is there anything that's really cool that you would like to share for the good of the recording?
Sneak attack.
I think I'm hearing some static on the line. because I don't think anyone actually has sneak attack. That would require you to have some type of weapon that uses a dexterity modifier.
Like a longbow?
Maybe like a longbow or a scimitar.
Yes.
A scimitar would work.
Yes.
Which would be two of the players, both of them.
Ironically, I have plus ones of both of those.
Yes, your gauntlets of ogre strength will really come in handy this evening. Oh, wait, that's strength modifier.
I could throw Punk if I need to.
It hasn't been taken off the table yet.
Yep, and let's be honest, as long as I have those gauntlets and Punk and I are and the point where we're seeing eye to eye, I don't think it will be.
but I really do want you all as a team to be aware of your saving throw modifiers, because some of you have nifty modifiers for various things that may make the difference between you making death saves and you making regular saves.
For example, okay.
I plan on making a necklace. Thanks.
I'm sorry, you cut out there.
I plan on making a necklace with vampire fangs. Let's continue.
As a half elf, I have advantage on saving throws against being charmed, and I cannot be put to sleep by magic.
Being charmed is not something that would ever come up when you're facing a vampire.
No,
I know.
Never.
I'm just making a point.
Especially when they have that mesmerizing gaze.
Yep. let's screw up.
Okay. So let me paint a picture of this room for you, because it has been a little while. It's been a week, in fact. I'm going to press a button here. So there's the room again. And I was mentioning this off stream, but again, for the sake of our recording audience, not that anyone listens to this, but I keep saying the quiet part out loud. So you are in a circular chamber that's full of books along the edges. The bookshelves are about 10 feet high. Then there's a catwalk. And then there's another 10-foot high set of bookcases above that. And the ceiling caps off in this giant dome. The room itself is 130 feet in diameter, and the catwalk that, like I said, is 10 feet up, is about 10 feet wide. You have giant stone double doors on either end. You are on the leftmost end of this map. I'm going to say west, but it's not actually probably west. You don't have a compass here, but for the sake of referencing, we're going to say you're on the western side. And Al is in front of the doors on the eastern side, which, so far as you know, is your only way out. Now, this room is not an empty flat space. It is filled with tables and chairs and various bits of equipment. Some you recognize, some you don't. Ari, being a wizard with significant amount of arcana training, recognizes more than the rest of you. Some of it you know what to do. Some of it is still like, oh, I've read about that in a book, but I didn't think it looked like, oh, that's an interesting thing. I'll have to, no, focus, vampire over there.
Yes.
So what I'm saying here is there is possible cover in this room should you need to make use of it. And there's also various things on these tables that at some point might come into play.
Might these items be flammable?
Well, the furniture certainly is.
Right. But the items themselves, are we talking fluids and chemicals, or are we talking just glass and wood?
There are fluids and solids and potentially some gases also, based on the containers that you're looking at that are on these tables. You have a smorgasbord of things here. And it would take you a round of investigating a table to figure out what you have available to you if you rolled well, which, let's face it, I've seen your Arcana score. You'll roll well.
Yeah. Unless I roll a one.
But I suspect that is not something you are going to spend a round doing.
No, not while we have threats. And I believe Al made a bunch of them.
Well,
let's see if he can back him up.
He didn't actually make a threat. He asked you a question. If I remember correctly, it was something along the lines of, do you have any idea how much damage you've done?
Oh, yeah, we do. we are shamefully aware of how much damage we have done. Some of us are shamefully aware. Others have no conscience.
Well, they might still be aware of the damage they've done.
Right.
They just might not
care
about it.
They just don't feel shame about it. They don't feel bad about it.
What's remorse?
Can I shoot an arrow at the stealthy vampire now?
Well, that depends.
A word in the dictionary, right?
Because it's time to start rolling.
Okay. So we're rolling for initiative?
Yes. And I don't need your modifier because this program will have that built in.
I love having advantage on my initiative.
I've rolled a one.
Team cleric speed, go!
Mm-hmm. No, in our campaign, Obane rolls well.
Yeah.
Okay, I can cast healing spells. No one's injured yet.
Yeah.
So, Ari, what's your roll?
I dropped my die. I'm trying to pick it up.
Okay. Ponk, what's your
roll? That is a 17.
Ponk?
12.
Shepherd?
6.
Poor little Shepherd. Mm. Vex?
18.
Not shocked. All right. Okay, so, Ari, you hear a voice.
Hello, Satan.
They're casting a spell.
That's what the voice says?
Yes, it is panicking.
Okay. If combat has started or not started.
Combat has started, but okay. You are aware that someone is casting a spell. And okay. There were two figures on the catwalk, so this other one is unaccounted for. So your assumption is they're the one that is casting the spell.
That is a reasonable assumption, since Al, I can see, and he doesn't appear to be doing any finger-waving or talking in tongues.
Well, he's waving a finger, but not in the spell-casting variety.
Yeah. I got a pair of them for him here. So
Al seems to have taken upon himself the idea that he is the protagonist of this story.
Of course he does.
Of course.
Well, he's the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
So that said, I will invoke my reaction to attempt to counterspell whatever that is being spelled upon us.
Which is what I expected you would do, which is why I was letting you know.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a 7th level spell that you're trying to counterspell.
Jeez. All right. Well, let's roll our dice and pray here. I get to add, what is it? Is DC plus a spell level, so it's 17. My spell casting modifier is, I think, 7. It is 4 and 3, so 7. All right. Counterspell roll is 13 plus 7 is 20. So I dispelled a 10th level spell. Not that we have such.
Okay, so your amulet does not breathe because it's a magical object.
It's an inanimate object. It doesn't open.
It has animated itself on occasion to move it from one location to another, but otherwise. That being said, it sighs in relief.
Good.
Does
I hear
get
an audible sigh in my brain. That's
it?
Good. I would normally have to see the spell or the caster to know what it was. Generally, I could try to make the arcana roll with disadvantage, since unless I could I hear the spell being cast, or just was it Satan's warning?
This was well over 50 feet away and up 10 feet in the
okay.
air and over a catwalk.
So, yeah, it's Satan's warning. So there's no way I can arcana check that. I just counterspell whatever it was coming in.
Yeah.
Thank you, Satan.
Thanks, Satan.gif.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's my reaction for round one.
All I'm going to say is, based on my preliminary rolls, you just stopped a TPK from happening. It's Vex's turn.
All right.
Okay. Bonus action, dump a charge on my longbow, Hunter's Mark on Al.
Can you reach him from here?
150. Oh.
Can you reach him with Hunter's Mark? You can hit him with your bow, but can you reach him with Hunter's Mark?
Isn't Hunter's Mark sight?
90 foot.
Yeah, no, it's oh. long, but it ain't that long.
Okay, no, not no,
move first.
You could
then.
Put
right,
Hunter's Mark
Hunter's
on the
mark.
Shadowy figure that's still on the catwalk. Yeah. They are less than 90 feet away.
Go after.
I have 30 foot of movement. I can get into 90 foot range with them, yeah?
I'm worried about who that other person is.
I'm going up top.
Okay.
Ponk is thinking
him.
About that, too.
Okay. I would
Death
like
from
to
above is not a thing I care to experience.
30 yeah. foot forward. That should put me in 90 foot range, yeah?
Math is hard. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes, because I'm not going to say that you are both right up against the door. Al is in front of the doors, and you were in front of your doors. So it's 130 feet across if you are flat against the wall.
Right. We were a few feet away.
So yeah, I'm on the very, very farthest limit of Hunter's Mark, then.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's call it that. That sounds good to me.
Hunter's Mark on him. I'm dumping my inspiration to get advantage of my first shot. That's a 27.
Yeah, that just barely hits.
Okay, 7, 10, 12, 14 points of piercing. Is it just 1d6 for sneak attack at the moment? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so 14 points of piercing. I rolled really low on my d6s. Okay.
Okay, that was all the damage?
That was all the damage. Just 14. Wasn't great. Second shot. Ooh. 16 to hit.
16. I have to look at this. I don't think that's a hit, but I'm looking at... Oh, no, it hits.
Oh, nice.
Just... Okay. Before, I was joking by saying just barely. In this case, yes, skin of your teeth hit.
9 plus my modifier, 4. 13 points of piercing. Did as much as I did without sneak attack.
That's bad.
Yeah, I rolled really bad on my d6s.
Yeah, lots of ones and twos.
Yeah.
It's okay. As soon as someone hits him with some sunlight, he's not going to regenerate that.
Yeah, I wish we had some of that.
It is not dark outside. It's still daytime outside.
Yeah, but we're still...
That'll be my turn.
Okay. Ari, you're up.
All right. We are going to... Can I see what's up above us? I'm guessing it's on the catwalk. Can I see anything up there?
They are on the catwalk. They are backlit. These artificial magical lights that are in the room, there happens to be one positioned right behind them, so it's a silhouette. I will, however, let you make a perception check to know some details.
Okay. Is it mainly because I am lower than he is? If I were up on that catwalk, would I get a better view of who the person is? Or is the backlit going to, regardless, be a problem?
Well, there are places in this room where you could move where the light source would no longer be behind them, yes.
Okay. So looking at our map, we are essentially on the west end of this room. Is he north, south, east, or where is he from our position? Southern end. Okay. Gotcha. All right. So what I want to do is I'm going to Misty Step up onto the catwalk.
Okay.
You said that's only about 10 feet up, correct?
If you want to stay on the western end entirely, yes, you're just going to go 10 feet.
That's far enough because the Al's on the eastern end, which is 130 feet across. If our other target is on the southern end, he cannot be more than halfway across, which would put him about 60, given the general math.
Yeah.
At that point, then, that's a bonus action to teleport up. I'm going to invoke my wand of fireballs at the shadowy figure. And we're going to blow, how about 2 charges? On that sucker.
All right.
So he will make a DC 15 dex save, or he will have to roll one. And I will start rolling D6s.
They make their save.
Yeah, I figured as much. But it is fire damage, so we're going to hope that that helps a lot. 6, 7.
It was close, but they made it.
8, 9. I have just enough D6s for this. That's got to be better than Vex's. I see 3 fives, 4 fives. That's 20, 26, 28, 31, 34, and 37. So half of that would be 36 and 18. 18 fire damage.
Noted.
Okay.
Okay.
Mage armor up.
I think you put mage armor up already.
Yeah, no, I did. It's just not showing as being used. I would be down a first level slot, and it doesn't have me as that. So I'm marking that now on my sheet.
Okay, it is now Al's turn. And he closes the door behind him. And there is the stereotypical crossbar that slides down to block the doors to make sure they don't open. And it just sort of falls into place. And then he turns back and smiles at you. And that was his action.
Oh, there we go.
Ponk, it's your turn.
All right, well, now that somebody's dealing with the threat from above, because Ponk was actually thinking about going after that first. I guess I'm going to, like we had talked about, well, actually, I don't have that haste on me.
No, I forgot about the guy from above.
That's fine. Then Ponk is probably going to, with a gnomish battle cry, rage, and go charging at Al.
This is going to be more than one turn of running, and it amuses me greatly. I want to see a cinematic version of this, where everyone's doing these awesome things, firing bows, misty stepping, casting fireballs.
Run.
Throwing lightning bolts.
It is kind of like that scene from the Holy Grail, where the guy's just running toward the castle. Exactly. So. See you on the other side.
Switch to a guard that's just eating an apple. Looking, hey, what's up there?
Hey, you can't.
Oh, I love this game so much. Okay, so you use your movement and your action. So that's 50 feet total?
Yes.
Okay. Just keeping track. It is now Shepard's turn.
Okay. Shepard is going to run and dash. So that's 80 feet in total.
All right.
That's all he can do because he's still 130 feet away. Yeah.
And he does not have a ranged attack that we are aware of.
No. Unless he can solar beam from his mouth, no.
All right. So you hear a sound behind you. Each time you hear this, the doors behind you vibrate and eventually burst open. And there is a giant, as in giant, according to D&D standards, it's huge. But there is a giant lizard that has knocked the doors open. As you turn to see this, you look behind you and you see through these doors was essentially a botanical garden where there's just rows and rows and rows of rose bushes, all of them blue roses, and they're giving off these little sparkly, almost fairy fire-like blue lights that is radiating up away from them. And part of your brain just catalogs that away, like, oh, well, that's kind of neat. But, oh, yeah, giant lizard and three of its friends.
We cannot catch break.
Now, one of them, here's your break. One of them used its action to knock the doors open. So that's
no
its turn.
This round. Yeah. Its the friends, three, however.
The other three climb over it in that way that lizards do.
They're smaller than the larger one, I assume.
No, they're all large.
No,
these are large
all
doors.
Large. Oh, they're all huge.
Yeah, these,
so they squeeze around them.
Yeah, well, it knocked the doors open, but it wasn't in the doorway. It was on the other side of the doorway.
So they squeeze past them into the room.
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
Now, Ponk, you're 50 feet away
oh,
from
no.
this.
Oh, no.
Where's my player sound?
So the good news is you might be a tasty morsel to them, but your view of them is still on the outside. And it will be for some time, because you're 50 feet away.
Okay.
Ari, you misty-stepped up.
I'm up on the catwalk, yeah.
Yeah.
Meepo may want to join me.
Mm-hmm.
Ari right now is right said Fred.
Abandoned.
I don't know if I have that spell, though.
Meepo and Vex.
Hi.
Vex moved a little. Didn't he?
I moved 30 feet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's so it's just not Meepo. It's just Meepo
just
here
me.
with three
me and the lizards.
Mm-hmm. Now, you
and so
are,
did Shepard. He moved 8 too.
Now, you are somewhat reptilian in appearance and nature.
Right.
So you might think that there would be some kind of kinship here.
One would hope.
One would hope.
One would pray.
But you're not really seeing that right now.
Yeah, try the secret handshake.
They don't have hands. They have feet.
Speaking of
the password.
So the first one through the doorway tries to bite you. And its mouth is large enough that this bite would pretty much have you in the mouth with your little feet sticking out in a very amusing way between the teeth. But I rolled a one.
Nice.
So it goes to bite you and manages to crunch down on the table that you ducked underneath real quick. So there's lab equipment flying everywhere. There's the sound of breaking glass. There is a muffled explosion.
Okay.
And I'm going to note the damage to that particular lizard. It just took... That bite bit back.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, it's not advised to eat lab equipment of an unknown nature.
Origin.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's
no.
not advised to eat lab equipment in general.
Yeah.
But...
Can you lick the science?
Perhaps...
Chemistry. No!
There's food chemistry, and there's chemistry as your food.
Yeah.
And one of those is nice.
Yeah.
And Alton Brown would be all over it, but the other one is... Bam.
Yeah, not so cool. The other one of that, there's a whole bunch of those, and it's like the one I remember seeing was archaeology. Ew.
All right, so with this first attack, it bit a table and didn't enjoy that. It then tries to tail swipe you. And that is, okay, that is a 16.
That is a 16. So
yes.
What does that mean exactly?
Is that a hit? What's your AC?
Armor class is 14.
All right, that's a hit. You take 12 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And you need to roll a strength saving throw.
Okay. Let me put the 12 after sheet. Strength saving throw.
Yes.
I roll a 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
You roll a d20, okay. And your strength saving throws are at -2. So whatever your number is, you take 2 off.
Okay. I had it roll across something on my desk. Hold on. Okay. I have rolled a 9 on the dice.
That's not going to do it.
That's not going to do it. Yeah. And
well,
strength is, the saving throw is -2. So
you got a 7. So here's what happens. So as this lizard is still like opening its mouth and parts of table and Erlenmeyer flasks are falling out of its mouth and it's shaking its head a little bit, it spins around, smacks you with its tail. You go flying 10 feet away and knock another table over and skid across the ground a little bit.
Okay.
And the good news from this is the other two lizards that still have turns to go aren't going after you because they're figuring their sibling or whatever relation it is to them is dealing with you. There's not enough of you to split between them.
Right.
So
divide
right.
and conquer.
You're like the fun size Snickers. You don't share those.
No, he meant to say Snackers.
That too. So
okay.
Those two. Now, refresh my memory. Vex, how far forward did you run?
30.
That is within their movement. So they come over to smack down on you.
So there's a total of 3 in here, right?
There's a fourth one on the other side of the door, but there are 3 in the room currently.
3 that came in. Gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
I thought I lost count there for a sec. Okay.
Yes. That you are aware of, there are 4.
Right.
Okay. So the first one that reaches Vex, that is a die that I need to reroll. Okay, so that is going to be... I switched pages. I need to look up what the bonus is for that. That's a 19.
Hits.
All right. You are going to take 16 points of piercing damage. It bites you.
Okay.
And you are grappled. While you are grappled inside of its mouth, you are restrained. There is good news. While you are grappled and restrained, this lizard cannot bite another target.
It can, however, chew on your insides.
It can swallow me, though, which it will try and do next turn.
Funny you should bring that up.
Yeah. Cut yourself out.
That is a 9. So the muscles in its throat are moving. You know it's trying to get you to go down its throat, similar to Little Shop of Horrors, but you're not having it, and you're able to grab onto the sides of its head, and you're not out of its mouth, but you're not leaving its mouth in the wrong direction. And the last one continues to move forward, and it, with its movement and where it started from, Punkett is almost caught up to you, but it is not on top of you. So it doesn't get to do anything.
It had to double move to get close.
Yeah.
Okay.
It started from the other side of the door. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Move it doesn't add up. Meepo. You are currently prone and surrounded by broken table and experiments. There is a lizard eating Mr. Vex. And there's a few other lizards around the room. And there's a vampire on the far end of the room. What would you like to do?
Yeah.
We have this is what we call a target-rich environment.
Very yes. much so, yeah. Yeah, okay. How close to me is the nearest enemy, which I think is probably the one that tried to eat
you
the
are,
table?
You are 10 feet away from the one that decided you should damage the table.
Right.
Okay.
It used you as a projectile.
Lovely. let's see.
I would advise at least standing up.
Yeah, standing up. Let's stand up. That's a good idea. We'll start there.
That uses half your movement.
Yep.
Yeah.
But running isn't much of an option in this case.
Am I near enough to like a bookshelf or something that I can climb it?
You are, unfortunately, no. You're not near any bookcases, but these are large enough that climbing a bookcase
would not get
you out of its reach.
Right. They're large creatures. They're 15 by 15 foot. Even Ari up on the catwalk is not going to be immune to or out of their reach other than distance wise. But they're not very bright. So they didn't look up. They saw targets on the ground and went to go eat them.
Now, hold on. I'd said nothing about their intelligence.
No, but that's Ari's theory.
This is true.
That's Ari's theory. How high up? Quick question. How high up farther does this dome go? The catwalk is 10. There's basically a second level of bookcases up at this level. The dome keeps going even higher, does it not?
Yeah, you'd guess maybe another 50 feet straight up.
Okay.
I mean, in a curve. But
right,
yes.
Right. It reaches up into a dome shape like a rotunda.
Yes.
Okay. Just needed to know for my next courses of action. Meepo, I don't recall your spells.
Well, I've got a chaos bolt I can throw at him.
That's a single target. That's a single target spell because it'll do random damage. But Al's our main enemy. We don't know what these, for lack of a better word, creatures are.
That's true.
So attacking them may only antagonize them. If we ignore, I don't know if ignoring them will necessarily make them not attack us, but you know,
if I may.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting train of thought, but you just watched one of them swallow Vex.
Yeah.
Ignoring the problem is not going to make it go away. It's like bullying.
No, but which is the bigger threat? And that's the question.
I'm in one of their mouths.
That's probably the biggest threat. Yeah.
But can she do anything to get him free? That's the question.
I don't think prestidigitation is going to work on this one.
Probably not.
You'll get the saliva off
of him.
It's worked
in the past. Huh?
You'll get the saliva off of him, but that's not necessarily his biggest concern at the moment.
Yeah, that's not, like, I can't. Like, in other battles, she's used that to, like, free people from stuff, but that's not going to happen this time.
Would Meepo view these lizard-like large creatures as kin?
She's not sure, but they're distant if they are. You know?
There are plenty of lizards that eat other lizards.
Yeah. So that's not gonna, like, I know Yeah, like cast friend, it's not necessarily going to decide that it can't eat its friend, you know?
Right. So it might not be smart enough to understand friend either.
Right. We don't know.
I have a language and something tells me its language isn't real great.
Probably not. Yeah. And I mean, I don't think it speaks Cobalt. It might speak Draconic, but...
Your call. I mean, really, blast anybody you feel like you can hit.
How far away is the one that's eating Vex?
Without sitting down to do actual math, I would
like
say maybe it's within 50 feet.
Okay. Can you aim a chaos bolt? Like if I aimed it at the back of the lizard? Yeah, then maybe.
Do you mean you want to target a specific area?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I don't want to throw a chaos bolt and like wipe out Mr. Vex in the process. You know what I mean?
Oh, you don't. Okay, yeah. Like if you hit the lizard with a lightning bolt, Vex would be in it because it's engulfed or grappled by him.
Right.
He might be considered part of the area. Typically, if the spell has an attack roll, you can choose whether or not to attack the target. Now, if you roll a one, yeah, that might hit Vex.
As the DM, yeah. I'm going to say that if you roll a one, you will probably damage Vex, but if you don't roll a one, he's probably going to be fine.
Okay.
For the sake of game mechanics.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
There is a lot of lizard. This is a huge creature.
Yeah, considering how big it is, especially from Meepo's viewpoint. I mean,
right. She's small. It's two categories bigger than her.
Yeah, so I'm going to throw a chaos bolt at sort of the back of that lizard, away from Mr. Vex as much as possible, but still like aiming at the lizard in the hopes that I can surprise it enough to at least spit out Mr. Vex. What do I roll?
That would be a D20.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay. I have, that's a six, unfortunately.
That's
it's
not
gonna hit. It says there's a two hit plus six on the chaos bolt.
So you would add six, that's 12.
Okay. And
that
then,
is still not going to hit.
Not going to hit. Okay.
It's all scaly hide, as big as he is.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Okay. So
this chaos boat flies through the air, goes underneath its belly, hits another collection of weird experimental stuff, whatever it is. That explodes, the shower of glass raining down and little bits of wood, some of which are on fire, some aren't. Some look frozen, actually. And there's a cloud of purple smoke that's sort of slowly drifting up into the air. But no one is actually harmed.
Okay. So it was destructive, but not in the way I wanted it to be.
No.
That's happened before when Meepo's thrown spells that she's just learned.
All right. So now it is this other figure's turn.
The one that is up high, that now Ari is on the catwalk near.
Yes. They are not Right Said Fred. We are on the catwalk.
Took me a minute.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
You're welcome. I provide a viable service. They're too short for that. They are wearing a robe with a hood. It's rather dark.
I know who it is.
Ari is able to make out some features.
Where's my pencil?
Are those features goblinoid?
Yeah, they do appear to be somewhat goblinoid.
I had a feeling.
As did I.
I have a feeling.
Once he said short, I was like, okay.
That tonight's going to be a good night.
Yeah.
For somebody.
We hope. For somebody.
For somebody. All right, and they're going to cast a spell. They are going to cast Hero's Feast. That takes 10 minutes. No. No.
So whoever this is rolled after... Oh, no, they started. Okay, never
yeah.
mind. They started. That's why I was able to counter.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I was going to say, wait a minute. Did she go after Meepo? This is new round. We're good.
Yeah, this is new round. Meepo was last place, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's what I forgot. She rolled a one, so...
uh-huh.
All right.
Okay, but it's the Goblin Shaman, and she's going to cast a spell. And she is going to cast...
I have to check reactions. Do they begin on the round, or do they begin on your turn?
Your actions reset at the start of your turn.
Okay, at the start of my turn.
Yes.
Aren't reactions start of the round?
Well, that's why I'm not... In the first round of combat, typically, yeah, it's the when the first round goes off, you have your reactions available. It's why I could do the counter spell. The thing is, I'm not sure I want to do another counter spell because I need to save slots depending on what else she decides to do. I killed her big whammy. Can I see her enough now to make an arcana check to figure out what she's casting?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Just looking at reaction.
16 plus 10, 26.
Okay. She has encountered you before.
She has, although I was a much lower level wizard then.
Yes, but you get the sense that in preparation for you being here, she has pulled the sleeves of her robe over her hands so that it's harder for you to see the gestures that she's making.
Right, she's trying to conceal what she's casting.
So I basically rolled a deception check.
Okay.
Versus your arcana check, and I rolled a nat 20.
Okay, so she was all cheaty and hided it from me.
Yes. I will say with your roll, just with the gesture that she's making and the sounds that you're hearing coming from her mouth, even from this far away, that the spell she's casting it's a transmutation spell. You don't know what it's going to do, but it's in the transmutation school.
Right, okay. Then I will not attempt to counter.
All right. She finishes casting the spell and goes through the wall.
Like phased or teleported?
Like she walked into the wall.
Walked into the wall and went right through the wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
The wall sort of rippled a little bit like she was going into water.
Right. Not sure what that could have been. I mean, there's lots of things it could have been.
There's a whole book full of spells it could have been.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I know.
But she's all right, not so there anymore.
Right, she cast a spell. She amscrayed or did something. She's hiding.
Vex, it's your turn. Would you like to vacate the premises?
Yes, please, please. For a snap of the pencil.
So looking this up, I do believe it is a DC of 15 to escape this grapple.
Strength or dex?
In this case, I'm going to say strength.
Good, that's better.
And gauntlets will come in handy.
Mm-hmm. DC 15, you said?
Yes.
9 plus 7, 16.
Woo. All right, so your hands are already on the side of this thing's head. That's how you managed to not get swallowed in the first place. You shift them, one hand on its lower jaw, one hand on its upper jaw, and you sort of just pry the mouth open and slide back out, scraping your armor a bit on the teeth. But now you're in front of this thing, holding its mouth open. Its breath smells really foul. You're not sure that the last thing you're not sure the last thing it ate was alive at the time. It might have been a carcass for a few weeks first.
I'm assuming that was my action to get out.
That was your action, yes.
So,
would you like to continue holding on to its mouth, or would you like to go?
Well, if I go, it'll get an attack of opportunity on me, so which would just get me back in its mouth. So,
no, it's I would allow you to let go of the mouth without giving an attack of opportunity. You can pull your hands through the mouth and just shut closed, but you've already positioned yourself so you're not in it. But if you are going to hold on to the mouth, I would let you make a grapple check against it.
What would that do to the creature if I succeed?
It can't bite you because you're holding its mouth open.
Yeah, you know what? I'll try that.
Okay. Give me a strength check.
Okay. Strength. 16.
I rolled a 1.
Whoop.
So you're sort of doing that. Have you ever watched a TV show where you see these people where they put their heads inside alligator or crocodile mouths to show off at how they want a Darwin Award?
Yeah, it's called Gatorland in Kissimmee.
Yeah, natural selection at its finest.
Well, you feel like you can kind of do this because it's trying to close its mouth. It's trying very hard, and you're just like, ha, got your nose.
Oh, by the way, I looked up reactions. They come back on the start of the player's turn, I was wrong.
Okay, so I couldn't have counterspelled it anyway, because I wouldn't have. I haven't taken my turn yet this turn, this round. So, all right, good to know. Thanks, Chris.
No problem.
Okay, but this does, Vex, have both of your hands less than free.
Yep.
So you can't do an attack right now, but you are keeping one of them quite busy. Ari, your reactions have refreshed.
Yay. All right. I want to move around the catwalk to where our goblin friend disappeared or cut through the wall.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'll move 30 feet around, however closer, much closer. That gets me that much closer. My robe of eyes can see into the ethereal plane. Did she try to escape that way?
No.
Okay. Then it doesn't, yeah, she's still not, she's still, she's, if she's in, she's not invisible, she didn't go ethereal, and she probably teleported somehow. All right.
All right. Well, as you get closer.
Right.
Now, do you double move or single move?
I still want to be able to cast a spell, so I'm only going to single move.
Okay. So it doesn't get you all the way there. It gets you closest to halfway there. We're ballparking it here. But I'm not even going to require a perception check. From this distance, you can see that the wall she sort of went through or went into, there's hinges. All the doors in here are made of stone. She went through a stone door without opening.
I was looking for magic, and she just used the natural secret door.
Well, from this distance, it's not like it's actually that secret a door. It's just from from before
the bookcase hinges back, and she just went, nope, bye-bye.
Yeah.
And from there, from where I was, I couldn't see that. Now that I'm getting closer, oh, that's how she did that.
Yeah, and it's actually, there's no bookcase right where she went through. It is a solid stone,
just
flat door.
Solid stone wall. Yeah. Okay. So I'm not, where's Al? Is he still down on the ground?
He's still hanging out in front of the door, smiling like a lunatic.
Okay.
I forgot to have him regenerate his health.
Did he actually take any damage?
Yeah. He got shot by two arrows.
Oh, Vex, right.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot you shot at him. I'm like, I didn't shoot at him. I shot at the other girl. And Meepo didn't. And Tom and Pong couldn't get there. I'm 10 feet up. How close? I can see Pong. What's the range on this? Is Pong more than... Where is the spell? Is Pong more than 30 feet away from my current position?
I'm going to guess that Pong was making a beeline for Al. Yeah. So in this case, yes.
Okay.
Because the room, if you go from the edge of the catwalk, is 110 feet in diameter. So he would be 55 feet away from you.
Okay. All right. Too far away.
Picture an angry Wolverine going, rah!
Yeah. haste. I was going to think about haste, but it's too short a distance. I can't reach you with it. So instead,
that's no miss to say it's too short.
Yeah. I think instead we'll launch a fireball at Al from the wand. We will use two charges on the wand.
Oh, and by the way, I forgot, since you cast a fireball, all the books that were in that vicinity of where the goblin shaman was are currently on fire.
I figured as much.
Yes.
It's more important to kill our enemies. We'll salvage something later.
There's a small dog sitting next to them in front of a table going, this is fine.
No, it's not, actually.
Where are we going today, Mr. Peabody?
Yeah. All right. Al needs going to make a DC 15 deck save. Let's see. 5 and 5 is 10. Let's see, 6 and 4 is 10. So that's 20, 25, 28, and 4 is 32.
So I rolled low and thought, well, he's not making that save. And then I looked at what his bonus to dex saves is, and no, he makes the save.
Yeah. All right. So 16 fire damage to Al.
But let me double check this. Okay. So regeneration, except if he takes damage from sunlight or running water or holy water. Okay, nope, he can regenerate fire damage.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just wanted to double check. I want to make sure you have all possible advantages that are available to you. That's not one of them.
No.
Now, if your mom was here,
Yeah, mom. Yeah, I'm going to be picking up some spells from mom when I get high enough.
Or a certain cleric.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a cleric or paladin would be very handy about now.
All right, so fire damage is done. It is now Al's turn. He regenerates, and let's see what he's going to do this time. Well, the good news is a lot of the fancy things that he would prefer to do, you are not within range of him.
Give it time.
And he's not going to use any movement. He likes where he is right now.
Which begs the question, what happens if we forced him out of that position?
There is a way to find out.
Yeah?
Well,
go get him, Ray.
He just stands there smiling. He doesn't make an action. Ponk, it's your turn.
All right, so there's a lizard right on my heels, right?
Yes.
Okay. Would I be able to use sneak attack to suddenly turn and smash at it?
Sneak attack if you have an advantage.
Okay.
But in this case, I don't think you would. And it's not okay. Near any other party member, so you wouldn't be able to argue that it is currently engaged with another party member.
You have okay. Inspiration you can dump, though, to gain advantage.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yes.
That would then kick in your sneak attack damage.
Yep. Yeah.
Are you going to use your point of inspiration that you... Well,
yes.
You didn't earn it. It was given to you.
Yes. Going to use that inspiration to... Basically, he's going to just turn and be like, get off me! So this is the first time I'm using sneak attacks. What, this is a 1d6 or something?
You roll your normal hit.
Uh-huh, okay.
So roll your attack, roll with advantage.
Okay. 25.
Was that a natural 20 or?
No.
Okay, so you roll your normal attack damage and then you roll a d6 as well.
Oh, okay. So, and he is raging as well, so. That's 8 damage. And then I rolled another d6, so that is going to be 3.
So that's 11 points of damage.
Yes. That's his sneak attack. So now I can roll my normal attacks now, right?
No, that first one is your normal attack. You just get to use sneak attack dice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Sneak attack is extra damage to the attack that you've already done.
I got you. Okay.
But you do have a second attack.
Okay. And then he's just going to just swing at it again with the can opener.
All right.
So, get back to 22.
That's a hit.
All right. And let's roll that magical damage here. 7 points of damage on that one.
Okay. So what happens here is you're running all the way across the room, or trying to as much as you can to get to Al. You hear a thump, 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 thump coming behind you. You have so much momentum, you can't really skid to a halt and turn well. So you jump, kick off of a table, and overhand this lizard upside the head.
Nice.
Nice.
And then on the backswing, you hit it again. Now, you still have movement if you wish to continue running towards Al, or would you prefer to try to finish this lizard off first?
He's going to try to finish off the lizard.
All right. So that means your turn would be done.
Okay.
All right. It is Shepard's turn.
How far away from the lizard is he that he just had?
He could run to where you, Vex, are, or he could also run to where Ponk is. It's not equidistant, but close enough.
Without dumping a dash?
Without dumping a dash. The math might not add up, but I'm expediting this.
Okay. Fair. I'm going to get Shepard to... Ponk's got that one. He's fine. He's going to run at me then.
Okay.
And bite the one I'm holding.
All right. Give me an attack roll.
He'll get advantage because I'm standing next to him. It's a natural 17 plus 6, I think. Yes.
Yeah, there's a hit there.
Come on, puppy.
17 on the strength save, by the way.
And that is 10 points of piercing damage.
All right. That would be this particular lizard. For the record, lizard number 3 is the one that Vex is fighting. Lizard number 4 is on Ponk. Lizard number 1 isn't on the board yet. And lizard number two is going up against Meepo. But you said 10 points of damage?
10.
All right, that is noted. I love that you're redeeming this inspiration finally. As a group, you're all redeeming, well, two of you at least are redeeming this. And I appreciate that. So lizard number one's turn. It is going to come through the door. And I am going to click a button for inspiration for Vex before I forget. I've done that. Okay, it bounds through the door and starts trying to climb up onto the catwalk. And it manages to do that, but that's all of its movement. So now it's mostly on the catwalk. It's sort of, you know how cats will try to sit on something that is not large enough for them to sit on? It's kind of like that. And it's knocking books off of the bookshelves on one side. It's sort of coming over the edge of the catwalk on the other side. But it is within one movement of where you are, Ari. So that'll be fun when that happens. Lizard number two is going to go after Meepo again. That is a lot. So that is going to be a bite against you. That is 16 points of damage.
Oh, okay. Let me put that in. 16?
Yes.
Okay.
And you are currently restrained.
Okay. I have 10 hit points left.
Yes. As a restrained creature, your speed is zero. You cannot benefit from any speed bonuses.
Okay.
Attack rolls against you have advantage. And your attack rolls have disadvantage. And you have disadvantage at dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
That is officially what restrained means.
Okay.
All right. And it's going to use its second attack to try to swallow a Meepo bite. I love this dice and I hate this dice.
Uh-oh.
I've been using the same d20 for this entire play session. And I keep rolling high and low and high and low. Never really in the middle. So it, again, the second lizard that tries to swallow a party member doesn't manage to do it. Imagine a Looney Tunes cartoon where you're holding onto its uvula. And it's starting to make gagging. It's starting to make gagging noises. But you're just not going into that dark place. It is now the turn of the lizard that is currently helping Vex to do a Steve Irwin impression. Crikey.
Hopefully it doesn't end like that, though.
All right, so it is going to attempt to end your grapple. I need you to make a strength check, Vex.
Trying to math in my head. It's hurting. 23.
All right, so it's shaking its head around, trying to get free of you. You are physically lifted off of the ground. Your body is moving back and forth with its head because it's not a matter of strength. It's a matter of weight ratios, if I may once again cite Monty Python.
Horrible person.
But you are not letting go. It is still unable to bite. And in trying to contest a grapple, that was its entire action. So it makes no attacks. And lizard number four has a punk to deal with. It's going to go in for a bite. That is a 2 on the die. I'm not going to math it, but I know that's not enough. So it goes in for a bite. You deftly dodge out of the way. Or not so deftly, if you prefer. I just rolled a 2 again.
Sounds like that's on its way to dice jail.
No, the DM does not do dice jail.
They become cat toys.
The DM does not believe in dice jail. The DM is not superstitious about die. And roles that benefit the players are not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because if all my players are dead, they're not having fun.
I'm not arguing.
Yeah. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Hashtag free the dice. So.
Meepo, you are inside this thing's mouth. You could try to make a strength check to break the grapple. Strength is not your strong suit, so you'd have to roll really well. You could also make an attack at disadvantage from inside its mouth, if you so chose. It's not that you wouldn't be able to hit it, because everywhere around you is the lizard. but it's a matter of hitting it without seeing what the inside of its stomach looks like. The good news is you have dark vision, so therefore you would be able to see the inside of its stomach.
So I'm going to invoke a reaction. I'm going to use one of my portent rolls to give Meepo a 17 on her break free check.
Now, is that 17 and then we add her modifiers?
Yes, it becomes her die roll, and then she would add her modifiers.
All right. Well,
which
that...
if I recall, the DC was 15, and Meepo is a minus 2.
Yeah, that
so
is
that
just
enough.
So
that should give her let her get break free.
All right. Meepo, are you on board with this idea?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, I don't think she can make that strength check.
No, I'm not going to make a strength check. Yeah.
There is a chance. There is a chance, but it's a very minuscule chance. It's less than 1/4
right,
chance.
Right, yeah.
So basically, this thing is still trying to swallow you, and it wasn't raised very well. It doesn't have table manners. So it opens and closes its mouth. It's trying to chew with its mouth open. And in one of these moments where its mouth goes open, you are able to duck your head and roll out and land onto the floor.
Okay.
You even stick the landing.
Nice.
But that is your action.
Okay. So
all right.
That's it then. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm so not inside a blizzard.
Nope. I at least got you out of that. That's about all I could think to do to help you out.
Well, it
worked. That is a successful turn, I think. Mm-hmm. You are no longer being eaten by a lizard. It's a successful
yes.
turn.
It's a success. Mm-hmm. It is
all right.
I believe you should follow the advice of Sala from Indiana Jones. Run. I'm sorry. Did you say run?
Got lost in his own museum, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Vex, it is your turn.
Okay. Is there anything I can do that will allow me to attack this thing and not let it bite me?
Your options are continue to try to keep it from biting anything,
mm-hmm.
or try to put it down.
When you say put it down, kill it.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I mean tuck it into bed and read it a story.
Well, in fairness,
he is a ranger.
In fairness, the way that I'm holding this thing from how you've described it, I am literally keeping it up. So, okay, I'm going to drop it, grab my scimitar, and go for two strikes. First one, dropping my inspiration for advantage.
Oh, you can do that, yes.
You're pondering something.
Well, I was thinking pack tactics, but that's not you that has that. That's Shepard
that's
that
the puppy.
Has that.
Yeah. That's the puppy.
That's the puppy that has it.
Yeah. But I can't use that.
And Meepo has pack tactics.
I have pack tactics too, but I have to be within 5 feet of an ally,
right.
And I have to bend.
Right now, unless you're... Unless that lizard becomes your friend.
I think Chris hurt himself.
Right. No, Chris just rolled a natural 20.
Oh, there you go.
So, I forgot what I rolled. Okay. Oh, that's a lot. That's 6d6.
Yeah, because you get what? One from the sword?
One from the sword, one from... I don't know if it was marked. So it's 46. Either way, it's still 46. A lot of d6s.
Yeah, it's a lot of... Yeah.
It's attack, 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 attack.
Yeah.
Attack, 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 attack.
Back, back.
Oh, that's
dagger,
two sixes
dagger.
As well. Okay, 12.
Debbie.
20 points of slashing.
Ouch!
Wait, 25 points. I forgot to add my modifier.
Still ouch.
It's bloodied.
Oh,
Shepard's right next to me. He gets an attack as well because of...
He's inspired.
I'm getting what it's called. Coordinated attack. He gets advantage because he's next to me.
It's going to fail its strength check.
Okay, well, that's 21 to hit.
That's a hit.
He's a little monster.
I realize I rolled before figuring out if Shepard was going to hit, but...
That's 10 piercing damage. And you said he's not prone, isn't he?
Yep, he's prone.
So I get advantage on my second strike with my scimitar.
But you've already done your sneak attack.
One attack.
Get your D6.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get my sneak attack, but I can still get advantage trying to hit the thing. Which I needed. Badly needed. That's a 17 to hit.
A 17 will hit.
Cool. And that is 8 points of slashing damage.
It's in a bad way, but it's still moving. But it's prone, so it's moving with its legs sort of flailing in the air as it's trying to right itself again.
Okay.
Which you cannot do because it's not its turn. All right. Ari.
All right. I had moved south. The dinosaurs, I'm thinking that's what they are, or lizard beasts, have come in from the west. Am I in a good position to throw a lightning bolt from up here that will get multiple lizards?
Unfortunately, no. They're sort of scattered out. It's a okay. target-rich environment, but the targets are not clumped up.
Okay. Then would rough fireball work then? If how many of them could I get with fireball? I've got a couple left in the wand, a couple of charges left.
The good news is you could probably get two of them. The bad news is...
I'm going to get somebody else in there.
Which players do you want to also hit? Because right. every one of them that's on the ground level is currently engaged with at least one party member.
Right.
Two, if you count Shepard as a party member, which we well, will.
Yeah.
Because he's Shepard.
He's Shepard.
There is, however, a fourth lizard that is not near any yeah, other players.
He is coming up on the catwalk.
Oh, no, he's on the catwalk.
Yeah, he's on the catwalk. Get. These are large. If
they're
I cast
huge.
A fireball, or huge, right, they're 15 feet. If I cast the fireball high enough, would I be able to hit the lizards without hitting the party members who are on the ground?
Yes.
Okay.
The books will be hit. But
not caring
can...
about the books right now, as much as that might sound blasphemous.
Later on, you're going to find the card catalog of this library. Yeah. Yeah. And you
and he's going
weep.
To regret it, but you keeping his friends alive is more important. All right, Vex has one on the ground, and it's bloodied. The other two are Meepo and Ponk. Ponk smacked it a couple of times. Meepo
but it's
has
not
done,
bloodied.
Yeah, but man, Meepo missed with her Chaos Bolt, so that one's probably unwounded. He's 10 feet up. He's 15 feet. All right. Am I able to catch the one that is on the catwalk and an additional one near the ground?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
Anyway, what's the range for fireball? What's the radius of it?
Let me double check. I think it's a 20-foot radius.
No, then no.
Okay. Let me just check my spell book. I'm fairly sure. Fireball. There we go. And yeah, 20 foot radius, so 40 feet diameter. All right, then would I be able to catch if I catch the two that Ponk and Meepo are near? If I cast it high enough, I can avoid getting either of them blasted. They're short or they're small creatures, so I think we will then aim a fireball at the two if I can, the ones near Meepo and Ponk.
Okay. Meepo and Ponk are far enough away that you can't hit both of them. Because remember, Ponk was trying to get all the way across the
right,
room.
Right.
Meepo
so I can't hit both of I can't hit both of the lizards that are against Meepo and Ponk.
You could aim for the ones that are engaged with Vex and Ponk, but the one that's with Meepo is too far away to hit another one at the same time.
Okay, then I will go for those two then.
Okay.
All right, I will use a single charge off this wand, and the dino lizard thingies must make a DC 15 dex save. Let's get rid of the red one. Ooh.
I don't have enough monitors. I need more monitors. So I'm going to let you in a little secret for these lizards. They are not very dexterous.
I didn't think so.
They're not dexterous at all. Vex, I'm going to ask you to make a dex save.
Okay, we got 15 and 12. That's 27. 30. 36.
36 points of damage?
Yep, to the one Vex wounded and the one Ponk smashed in the face.
Okay, so Ponk is still kicking which is good because Punk wants to go smashy smashy, I'm sure. The one that got knocked over by Shepard is dead.
Mm-hmm.
It is Flambe.
All right. Roast lizard.
Yes, I was going to say, you think that if you had some lettuce and some tomato, maybe some sourdough bread, you could make something happen.
That's what prestidigitation is for.
I would like to point out, I had to nip away for 2 seconds. I sat back down, put my headset on and heard Shepard is dead.
No.
Oh, no. No.
One that Shepard knocked over is dead. The lizard that you were fighting is dead. It got fireballed. And because you were AFK, you missed when I told you that I want to hear a dex save from you.
Sorry, I had to nip away for 2 seconds. Dex save.
This is what you get for
natural 20.
Okay, you don't take any damage. I was going to, because this was aimed, I was going to have you, if you didn't make the save, take half damage because he was, Ari was trying to not hit you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you didn't make the save, you're going to take half damage. If you made the save, which you did, you're able to say, oh, duck.
Yeah.
The penitent man shall pass. All right. By the way, when you kill that giant lizard, you briefly smell roast meat that's somewhat appetizing. It's kind of like hamburger, but maybe a bit gamier, maybe. But then that smell goes away, and instead of a giant lizard, you see a small goblin child.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
With a lot of burn marks and bite marks on it.
So it's a dead goblin child.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It is an ex-child.
After casting the fireball, Ari will move closer to that doorway that the goblin creature ducked out of. Or ducked
I will
through.
Say that you are in front of the door.
Okay, that is fine. Can I see anything down whatever that doorway leads to? Does it open to another room? Does it lead to a hallway? What do we see?
You see a closed door.
A closed door. Okay.
I'm
near the door.
It will take an action to open it.
All right, well, we'll wait on that one. All right, I've moved, I used an item, I am done.
All right. And we have been recording for over an hour. Do we need to take a short break?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just a short break.
I need to refill my beverage.
Okay.
Okay, be right back.
Be right back.
You are listening to Words of Jen, where I read to you one piece of my writing in each and every episode. bookofjen.net.
Okay, we are back from our short break, and it is Al's turn. Al's expression changes. Up until now, he's been incredibly smug, like the cat that ate the canary. He was so certain that you were all caught in this trap that he'd been able to create with some outside assistance. But there was a look of honest and sincere anguish on his face now that you managed to kill a small child that was an ally of his. He extends his arms wide, and suddenly this room, which is already filling a bit with smoke from multiple fires.
My fault!
Not all of it is your fault. Okay, well, yes.
Most of it is your fault.
Literally, all the fires that are currently burning are because of you and your wand of fireballs.
Yep. Which is nearly out of charges for the day, which has never happened before.
No, it happened once before when you were fighting an army of zombies.
But yes.
Never mind.
That it did.
Yes. But I wasn't even really bothering to roll for damage for that so much. But this, it was different. So the room is already significantly filled with smoke, and then suddenly out of, well, so far as you can tell, nowhere, the room is also full of bats. Lots and lots of bats. Meepo, they get in your hair.
Doesn't have hair.
Then they don't.
Oh, Punk doesn't have hair either. No.
Punk's going around, they're in my hair! They're in my hair! Wait.
Oh, Vex is the only one with hair.
Yes. Vex says, no, because Ari's got hair too.
Oh, but yeah.
Vex is the one with long flowing locks.
To cover his ears.
And to, you know, maybe occasionally do some side work modeling for Maybelline. Maybe
sure.
He's going with it. But it reduces your visibility to next to nothing. You can see bats and smoke, but that's about it. And then as soon as it happens, the bats are gone. And so is Owl. And so are three lizards. And so is one small goblin child.
What the heck did he just do?
He bravely ran away.
Yeah, well, that...
You may roll, if you so choose, a history check. Or, Vex, I would allow you to make a survival check.
Okay.
History or survival.
Can Punk run? Can roll?
Yes, you may all.
23 for survival.
11.
18 on the history check for Ari.
What's Meepo's roll?
12.
Okay.
Am I rolling for survival or history?
History.
Whichever one's your better one.
Okay.
Your history.
Everyone was doing history except for
Vex.
As a ranger, I would allow this to be survival because of his particular line of work.
Okay, so history is a 2, and I rolled a 12.
Okay. So, Ari and Vex, you know a lot about vampires. Some of it's from story, some of it's from training, depending on which person I'm talking to right now. Vampires do have the ability to summon a swarm of bats. That is something that is in their wheelhouse. That's a lot of bats. That is more than anything but the more fanciful, fictional stories about vampires would have you believe was possible.
So is his ability perhaps enhanced? Or is it...
an illusion.
Yeah.
He's definitely a gangrel. So.
Yeah.
You should ask him.
There's three options here. Enhanced,
I will gladly interrogate him with holy water. If I had any.
There's three water. Options here.
Yeah.
Enhanced ability. Illusion. More than one vampire.
I'm going with illusion because the way they all just disappeared.
Well, I'm going with also that our goblin friend helped him somehow. His goblin friend helped him somehow. She cast some sort of spell that could have laid us waste. So she's got a lot of magical ability behind her.
Which is why she needs to die.
Yeah. She's got any kind of anyone worth a, she could teleport, she could dimension door, she could word of recall, depending on how, we don't know what her class levels are. I don't know what spell she did because I couldn't see it, which may give me a clue as to what she's doing against us, or what she was trying to do against us, and give us some clue of the extent of her abilities. I'm betting this was more her or something in conjunction, her and him together.
I'm wondering if I was never there.
That he might have been an illusion to begin with?
Yeah, yeah.
That's very likely.
Yeah, because he never attacked us. Now, granted, you hit him, but...
I threw a fireball at him, yeah. But that was more of an attempt to get his attention, and he didn't even respond to it. Yeah. So, I don't know. Without being able to directly engage an illusion, I can't really tell. Ari's very good at picking those out, since they're usually intelligence saves. And he's good at those. It's hard to tell. I have to directly interact with it, and it's without that, it's really, really tough because it looks real from everywhere else, just until you go to touch it.
Just know that the shaman was there. Like, have you told us that yet?
Yeah. When the fight ends, because clearly there's no other combat with all the lizards.
Right.
Wait, is it, all the lizards are gone? The dead goblin child is gone. Al is gone. Correct.
Right.
If there are any enemies, you cannot see them.
See them.
And
right.
For the record, if the bats were an illusion, it was a darn good one because they were bumping into you. It was tactile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and she could have still done that somehow if she's if she's got druid magic on her wheelhouse. So, she ducked. She was here. She was up here on the catwalk, and she ducked behind this doorway. I'm betting it's not trapped, but she could have taken a moment to lock it.
Let's go.
Well, before we start beating up the bad guys again, can somebody heal me? I don't feel so good right now.
I'll do a second level cure wounds on Meeple.
Okay.
2d8.
Ooh. Is there any kind of ladder or something that we can get to the catwalk, or you'd have to jump up there?
No. You see no way of getting up there other than jumping vertically 16? 10 feet.
Is that, yep. Did I hear it right? Okay.
16, yeah.
Thank
I cheated.
You.
I have no more second level spells, by the way, so that means no more passive letter trace. Wait, I had concentration up on... Oh, wait, we didn't do con checks.
You had concentration on what, though?
I had concentration on the owl.
No, you
on
didn't.
What?
For
you never did Hunter's Mark. Mark. You never did Hunter's Mark.
I did Hunter's Mark on owl.
When?
At the very start, I ran 30 feet, dropped Hunter's Mark from my bow.
That's true.
Oh, that's right. True.
Oh, yes. That's right. You did. So you would have. Did you take damage after
I
the?
I took 16 points of damage. So
right. You would have to make
okay
a con
you,
check.
Can I do a?
So do,
concentration
let's do a
check.
Retroactive Constitution check.
So okay. That's a DC 10. Because
if that's
10.
Still up, you can follow him, can't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a DC 10.
Well, I think he still might have to be in range.
That was not a good sound.
Mm-mm.
That's the sound I'm going to roll a natural one.
Ah. Oh. That's, so, that dropped that spell.
There is no Hunter's Mark currently up.
The second that thing ate me.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. You would have been otherwise distracted.
That's
that doesn't make sense, actually.
That's going back into my dice bag.
Do you have any dice left out?
I have one d20 out of my 7.
All right. Well, you are in a room that is rapidly filling with smoke. There is multiple bookshelves where the shelves themselves are made of stone, but the books contained within them are burning. There are many books that are untouched, but you could fix that if you really wanted to. Firebolt is a cantrip.
Yeah, no, yep. I'll wait.
I got that too.
I want to go over to the door where he put the bar on and see, can I lift that up? Try to make strength check to lift that up?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. Get some. Okay.
Yeah, leave our. Let's have an exit open just in case we need one.
11.
So you are able to lift it up, mm-hmm. and then when you go to open the doors, it falls back down again.
All right. So if I can hold it up, can somebody else come over and try to open the door?
If you had done a 15, I would have said, yeah, you open it just fine.
All right. Can I just try back. Again then?
I'll come and help this time.
I don't think Meepo's your go-to gal for strength checks.
No.
Ari's not much better.
All right.
For the sake of expediency, I'm going to say that the two of you together are able to open it just fine.
Okay. All right, let's get it. Right, somebody pick up Meepo. Let's go.
Well, wait a minute. We have the door where the lizards came through, and then there's the door up here that our goblin friend ducked out. Which way do we want to check?
Fire bad. Let's get out. Because I can't. We can't all jump up there. We'd have to jump 10 feet to get to the catwalk.
Oh, yeah.
As much as I want that goblin, no. We got to get out of here.
So we want to go back. Do we want to go deeper into this or leave? Is that what you're saying?
Give me a perception check.
Yeah. Oh. I think we should just get
everyone
out
or...
anyone who cares to roll a perception check. And this is
okay. Rolling a perception check.
So there's a crit.
I've got a 19 plus 1.
Okay. That's... Anyone who rolls higher than 15.
Okay.
And especially Ari because of his crit.
27.
While there are burning books, again, remember, the bookshelves are made of stone. The floor is made of stone. Right. The walls are made of stone. And the fire... Now, remember when you first came in last week, there was one section that the books were all charred. But the charring stopped right at the edge of that section of bookshelves. It did not spread. Right. And the books that are burning, the bookshelves that are full of burning books, that fire is not spreading.
Okay, so eventually when they run out of fuel, the fire will...
The bookshelves are compartmentalized to stop spread of damage.
Right, so I don't think we're going to have to worry too much so long as we don't hang around in here trying to breathe the smoke.
Yeah, all right.
But do we go... leaving the door open for an exit, that's fine. Do we move forward to where the dinosaurs or lizards came from? Since none of you can get up here, I'm going to have to I'll have to jump down since there's no other way down. Is it, this catwalk is not surrounded by a railing or anything like for safety, is
there
it?
There is a railing.
There is a railing, okay.
Yeah.
So Ari will try, instead of jumping, he will try to kind of lower himself down, at least so he's hanging off the edge of the catwalk, and then drop 5 feet.
Give me a dex check.
Check, okay. Ari is actually not bad at dex. And that is a 16 plus 3, 19.
Yeah, you were able to do that.
Okay.
There was a table positioned at just the right spot. You were able to lower yourself down, and you only fall maybe about 6 inches onto the table. You knock a bit of stuff over. There's more sounds of broken glass, but you know,
it is
what
it is. You're
not causing that much more damage than you already have.
I think our lizards did way more, than that.
That is true.
Okay. All right. Shall we head west?
If you're assessing value of damage, you have probably done immensely more.
Agreed. However, there is more important things than money at this point. That is finding out what the heck this whole complex is about and seeing if our enemies have truly indeed fled or just retreated further within.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Then I guess then we're heading for the west exit then.
Yeah. Where the lizards came from.
Okay.
The door they entered.
Okay.
And that room is already visible on the stream if you are watching. It's the large, light greenish room. And as you can see, there is another set of large double doors to the north, the south, the east, and the west. And you are coming through the ones on the eastern edge of this large green room. It is full, like I said before, of rows upon rows of blue roses that are giving off those little sparkly lights. You have seen these before. They are growing them in Coombridge Keep. These are the exact roses that Ari made a deal with to have these transported.
Harvesting.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, to trade to my mother's trade whatever roots to
trade
start
deal,
spreading
yes.
them around to get money so they can start making money.
Right. But you have not seen this many roses in one spot before.
No. Actually, I don't think I've seen any, but maybe a handful from the Idrises. And even then, I'm not sure how many of those I saw.
Yeah. You saw them. They were cultivating them on the grounds, but not enough for you to say, this is where they're going
farm.
To get them.
Right. Quick look around. The lizards came from in here.
Yes.
Does there look to be a lot of damage to the flowers in here?
Oh, there is significant damage. There's some that are trampled. There's rose petals underfoot in various places. The floor is still made of stone, but there are flower beds that are sort of slightly raised so that you'd be
kind
able to tend them without kneeling over.
Yeah. Okay.
Would we be able to track the lizards? Like maybe Shepard can try to track the lizards?
Yeah, can Shepard
give
and
me,
I try and track them?
Give me a survival check.
Here's the thing. Ari's... when that goblin, or when the dinosaur died and reverted to a goblin form, that's one of two spells that he can think of immediately.
True polymorph.
Well, that and regular polymorph, because regular polymorph at a sufficient level, you can transform people into dinosaurs. And they're pretty stupid, but...
Yeah, but
kids
not
aren't
huge
that very
dinosaurs.
If the dinosaur is a huge creature type, it's all based on challenge rating.
So while you guys are arguing, Meepo wants one of the sparkly roses, so she's going over to take one.
Okay.
I rolled a 15.
You have a
survival.
Blue rose, and it
have
looks
a
very
blue sparkly
pretty.
Rose.
At this point, the amount of damage these lizards did, taking one rose isn't going to matter.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm taking
so,
a rose.
Vex, did you tell me what the roll was?
15.
Okay. So if it was still well-maintained, you wouldn't have had any luck whatsoever, because stone floor hardly tracks on that. But because of the damage and the trampled bits of plant matter that are on the floor, you can tell large lizards went through this door, but not back the other way.
So they started here.
They did not flee through that door.
Right. So we don't know which... So they started here, or they came through this door first and then back out the same door? I'm confused.
No. It's before combat started, they were lying in wait in this room. They came through this
door
during combat.
Right.
But when they disappeared, They did not come the other way. You don't see
right.
A 15.
No, what I'm wondering is, can we track if they were in here, where did they come from? Right? Is that what we're looking for?
We're not looking
to track the dinosaurs who left the pink room, the library. We're looking to track the lizards. We're trying to track the lizards from where they were in here. We know they came through the door, but where did they start? Right? Is that what we're looking
here.
To know?
They started here. So I think
So their tracks don't go anywhere else but out.
Okay. That's fine.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Okay, yeah. So
there are signs of goblin children that have been in this room also.
There we go.
But they were left in here. The lizard tracks are on top of those.
Right. They were changed in this room and then told to go out. Or if they assumed the intelligence of the creature they were polymorphed into, they might have just gotten bored and decided, hey, let's open this door. We hear noise.
Well, either way, the lizard tracks are on top, so you're the first beings to come through this door since they burst through the other direction.
Yeah, but we also know there's a teleport pod in the entry hallway. They could have come, who knows what, they could have teleported straight in here too, apparently, too. That goblin or owl seems to be able to whisk people away in a mist or something.
Well, you don't see any arcane runes anywhere in this room.
No, but they could have. If you know a place well enough, you could teleport in without seeing it or having the teleport circle. And she seems powerful enough; she might be able to do that. We're hoping not.
Well, this is possible. You don't know what her capabilities are.
We haven't had a chance to really judge her capabilities since the last time we met her. She basically fled here the minute the dinos came out. I tried to fireball her. She amscrayed.
I know she's a coward and she won't fight us.
Right. All right. So we've got three exits from this room, guys, and Meepo. North, south, and east. I'm sorry, west.
North.
Anyone have any other suggestions or we go north? Okay, either way. Okay.
We don't know what's behind any of them, so it doesn't matter.
We're going to go counterclockwise then. Let's start with the north door and let's give it a check it out.
Check for traps and check for locks.
Well, then give me a perception check.
18 plus 8.
26.
Thank you.
You don't see any traps.
Is it locked?
It is not locked.
Okay. All right, Ponk will go in first.
Okay.
And what do I see?
Hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
Well, here's
loading
here's
new map.
Well, not loading a new map. I covered this map with black shapes to hide things. And a black shape on top of a black shape, it's really hard to click on the correct one and delete it.
Oh.
So I'm like, I deleted the map two or three times trying to remove this. But, okay, so you see, and I'm going to have to reveal top and bottom at the same time, unfortunately, but you see a narrow, not that narrow, it's like 10 feet wide, a curved hallway that you can just barely see starts turning into stairs to either side of you, going up.
Aha!
So I'm wondering if that connects to where our goblin friend went.
Officially, we can't see the bottom half of that map, correct?
Officially, you can't.
Okay. So, looking in the north side, we see a narrow hallway bending around. Can we see the stairs?
Yes, you can just barely see them going around the corner, but you see the start of them.
Okay.
It's a safe assumption that they continue up.
Up, right. This is a very interesting place.
I'm interested in seeing if we went east, if we went up, would that take us back to that upper level that had the catwalk?
Ari is intrigued enough to, let's check that out. Let's see if that doubles back.
See if they're connected. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Before we go anywhere else. Okay.
Right.
There's a stone door. You can open it. It sticks a little, but you're able to open it, and you are on the catwalk.
All right, cool. All right, so now
we can get back up here, yeah.
Okay, so now we know she's not over here.
Right, she must have, right. The unofficial question is does the southern door do the same?
What I'm thinking is, should we go west?
West, and try to head her off at the pass.
Yeah, and see what that little black circle that's section not revealed yet. Yeah.
Right. Well, do we want to take the stairs or do we want to go through the door? I think
the stairs.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking the stairs. It may be the way they don't expect us to come. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll head up that western staircase on the northern side of this green room.
Okay.
Punk and Vex.
Taking the lead.
Taking the lead.
Meepo in front of me, and I'll bring up the rear.
Okay.
May I suggest we're stealthy about this?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's not a bad plan.
Go ahead and give me some rolls.
I mean, they sort of know we're here.
but at least slow and quiet, they might not.
Yeah.
Well, two of you are currently dripping lizard saliva also.
Nat, I got a 25 and Kling a nat 20.
Wonderful.
Nice.
What did I roll?
You startled Shepard. He didn't see you there.
I rolled a 21 and Shepard rolled, I think, actually better than me.
Oh, wow.
Shepard rolled a 22.
I got a 19 that goes to a 22.
I've got a 19 that goes to a 20.
Yeah. We were all stealthy. Yay!
Yes.
Wonderful.
Success.
Nobody rolled a 4.
I think
it's not like, okay, we're silent like the wind, and then you have someone going sneak, 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 sneak.
Yeah.
Knocking tables over as they go.
Right.
All right.
Thinking
so
that
you
doing
are...
that little tiptoe thing would make them stealthy. Anything about noise. Yeah.
My favorite is when Obame rolled low and I just had him belch.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was a good moment. Good times, good times. Good memories of when you had a source of radiant damage in the party. Okay,
we are never going to let him live this time.
So you have this is all very symmetrical. Very similar stone door that opens out onto a very similar catwalk. But this room is not a library. This room, there's papers and stuff around. There are some small tables that are on the bottom level of this room. And the room is filled with... Have you seen the movie The Dark Crystal?
Yes.
Years ago.
It's been a while, yeah.
It's kind of like that one room where you see all the planets moving around.
Hmm.
So this it's...
Wow.
Yeah. There are... It's not an illusion. There are physical spheres that are, your best assumption is they are representing planetary bodies. They resemble charts you've seen of your solar system, and they are moving in orbits in the middle of the air.
For me, Punk and Meepo, not being from Circulus, would we recognize the Circulus solar system?
That's a good question. Meepo definitely wouldn't, because she spent most of her life underground.
Right. She's like, those are pretty. How do they... You know?
I would say that Vex would be able to get a basic idea of it, because as a ranger, you have had to navigate based on the night sky on a few occasions. So one of the things that you would have done over the time that you've been here is familiarize yourself with the new environment.
Right. New star.
Ari, I'm not even going to make you roll.
Yeah.
He knows.
I know.
If you wanted to tell what year it was showing based on how everything was aligned, I'd have you make a roll. You'd probably get that.
Yeah. So this is clearly Circulus worlds, not Faerun worlds.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, let me put it another way. Ari recognizes it as Circulus. The other group, Vex recognizes it only through the fact that he's had to study the star patterns. Punk,
I'm not sure
no
Punk
idea.
Cares.
Yeah,
Punk has no
probably,
idea.
Yeah, I didn't think Punk so. Barbarians, this is not their area of expertise.
No, there, I'm sure, are educated barbarians who know a good deal about the stars and everything.
Punk ain't one of them.
Punk ain't one of them, no.
Okay.
There are, on this catwalk, there are a few end tables. Like, you wouldn't sit at these to do work, but there's a few of these that are spaced somewhat equidistantly apart. They may
Ari's
have been moved
every
now and then.
Start grabbing notes. Any papers he can find, he's going to grab to read later.
They appear to be star charts.
Okay. somebody may be using them to plot something or map something. He'll grab whatever, he'll grab whatever he can to examine later. Right now, we're still in a danger zone here.
Star charge.
I really want to look through them.
Who is the guy who wanted star charts originally?
I really, really, really want
you
to look through
know.
Them.
That was Bob hired you to get
right.
star
Bob
charts
hired for
somebody.
Yeah.
And that,
but
yes.
he never told you who.
Well, wasn't Marwood interested in star charts at one point, and then he disappeared on us?
Marwood was an astronomer.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Marwood was an astronomer. Okay. So it was something along that line, obviously. Yes.
But Fiddlepunch had star charts too, didn't he?
Fiddlepunch and Marwood were roommates.
Yeah.
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 Okay. All right.
Fiddlepunch made the telescopes that Marwood used to study the stars.
Right. There we go.
Yeah.
So, Fiddlepunch cared.
Star Punch. Okay. Yeah. I got it.
So, right. I get we're not really in a safe location. But I really want to look at those star charts.
let's wait till we get outside.
Yeah.
It's not safe.
Ari's
going to grab as many as he can.
I will help him by grabbing whatever he needs.
Okay.
Yeah,
why don't we
circle around? Everybody grab all the papers you can that are sitting on these tables.
Can I reach the tables?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. In some cases, you have to stand on tiptoe just a little bit, but you're fine.
Okay.
And then head south down the stairs. To that southern exit.
Yes. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Because we know. Yeah. No. That makes perfect sense because the other doorway we now can reasonably assume leads back to the green room.
Yes. Yeah.
Or the flower room, whatever we want to call it. Yeah. And then we'll take the southern exit out of the planetarium.
Yes.
Okay. So, you've done that. You see the map before you.
Yeah.
So, what would you like to do?
Let's check that door for traps first.
Southern door?
Yeah.
Whatever you roll, there's no traps.
Right.
Okay. I will open that door then.
Okay. There's a trap. No.
it's fine.
I would not do that to you.
The door is a mimic. No.
My line. That's my line. I was being so good.
My worry right now is that we're leaving this room and there's something important here.
We can come back.
We can take more time to investigate.
Yes.
We don't want to. If she's still in here, which I'm beginning to doubt, but we have. Let's make sure it's secure before we go dropping our guard.
Yeah. I want to check the whole place out first. We can always.
She's dangerous.
Yes.
And we can't just leave her. Like she may have amscrayed out of here completely, which would be great for us. But let's be sure she's done so.
Yeah.
Before we go farting around and messing around with things in here.
Because if she's still here and Punk misses a chance to kill her, he's really going to be mad. He's going to be really hard to deal with.
There was gunplay and he missed it.
He's not hard to deal with already.
Oh, he's going to be really bad. he just wants to kill her. So. Yeah.
Okay, so you make it back into the library room and there's a note that's tacked up to one of the tables that just says, while you were out, missed a connection. We'll talk to you later.
Sign.
X is a nose. Goblin shaman. No.
She has a name, doesn't she? Did we ever learn it?
No.
Okay. I don't think we did.
Okay. Well, she was really just someone who was annoyance. Now she's becoming a thorn.
Yes.
So.
No, now she's becoming a threat.
Yeah,
thorn.
Well, that's that too. She's a threat. And she's willing to sacrifice the children.
She is becoming Punk's Joker.
Yeah. Here's my thing. She polymorphed or changed those goblin children into lizards, and she knew that there was a chance. If she didn't, she's incredibly stupid, and I don't think she is.
She's a bad person.
She knew there had to be a chance that we could obliterate some of her children, some of her her children, her adoptees, whatever you want to call it, because she knows what Ari can do. And fireballs and lightning bolts are, not out of his wheelhouse.
So no one here needs to make a rule for this.
Mm-hmm.
This is just common knowledge for everybody. Goblins are not nice people.
No, they're not. Goblins didn't exist on this world, did they? Or no,
they did.
Kobolds didn't exist. Right. Sorry. I keep mixing that up because they're the two most common things your low-level characters deal with. Goblins aren't nice people, and So we made it all back to the library. She's Amskrade. She's gone.
Yeah, and the fire is pretty much burned out. They have burned out. There's some smoldering going on, but there's no open flames. And the smoke is starting to clear out because I'm assuming you didn't close any of the doors you opened in this case.
No.
So it's starting to move it out.
Vex?
You're airing it out.
Yeah. Vex, if you want to go back and check the planetarium, I'm going to kind of look around in here and start collecting what I can salvage out of here.
I want to have a look at some of those star charts.
You can look at all the papers you want.
Yeah.
Ari wants to look at them too, but right now he's going to start at least going through the library and seeing if there's anything of interest that might be still salvageable, despite the number of fireballs that went through here.
All right, give me an investigation check.
That's another thing he's good at.
What am I doing for the star charts? And you know what I'm looking for.
You're looking for any sign of Faerun.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I roll a 17 plus 7. That goes to 24.
All right, so the way the room is arranged, things have been ransacked, obviously. And some giant lizards recently ran through here. And you're not saying who. I'm not going to point fingers. But somebody did set some large areas on fire. So there's some of that damage. But you're able to discern that the way things are arranged, that there is a sort of main work area to which all the others are offshoots and side projects.
Okay.
And there is a clipboard on it that appears to have a checklist.
Okay. Clues.
Yes. Now, you look at it and you can't read it.
We'll fix that. This is his bread and butter.
Okay.
We're going to do a ritual, and we're going to do comprehend languages.
Okay.
And that'll take 10 minutes. So if you want to shift back to Vex for a wee bit.
We can
so
do
in
that.
So in those 10 minutes, Meepo wants to go stare at the planets, looking around and see if she can move any of the mage hand, and see what happens if she does.
Pock, I'm going to need your portable hull.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with her with the star charts. Right. I'll meet with Meepo while I'm looking at this.
Okay.
He throws the hole up on the wall. So.
Mage Hand doesn't do anything to these. It's not strong enough. So if you try to use Mage Hand to move any of the plants around, it sort of gets pushed out of the way.
Oh. So the Mage Hand gets pushed out of the way, or the planet pushes the out Mage of the Hand way? Does. And then, well, that's no fun.
Yeah, Mage Hand is not a very powerful spell. You'd be able to use it to pick up papers and stuff and not open and close these doors because they're made of stone, but open and close normal doors and things like that.
It can only push or pull 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It was worth a try.
Yeah.
Might have been
it
fun.
Was.
She wants to, like, bounce them off each other and see what happened. Yeah.
Tonk will find a corner and brood.
So. Roll to brood.
Nat 20.
That's your charisma modifier?
Batman is jealous.
Yes. You really want me to roll it?
All right. I got something for this. I got 15. Let's see if this works properly. You'll see it on the stream very soon. All right, so.
Oh, that is perfect.
Bat Punk.
Oh, there you go, Bat Punk.
Na 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 na. Bat Punk.
That's awesome.
I really want that. I want to see if there's a tailor or somebody who can make that for Punk.
So I'm going through these star charts.
Okay, so they're all of things that would be observable in the night sky here. There is nothing to do with Faerun.
Yeah.
Whoop.
Now, Ari, you are able to finish your ritual. You are able to read the checklist and all the other notes that are scattered throughout the room. They appear to be a language that you've never seen before because no one else has seen it before. It was, you guess, invented for this research area.
Okay.
As a way of disguising the notes. Everything was written in code, pretty much.
Okay.
And you can gather this in part because it's very similar to the common alphabet, but it's following the same language patterns. The
right.
Verbs are in the right spot. Pronouns are in the right spot, etc.
Right. And it's like using the alphabet code, kind of something else.
It's kind of like a cipher, but there's some variations to it.
Yeah.
The paper that's on top of the checklist is going through preparations for basically shutting things down. One of the items that's further down in the list is destroying the research that cannot fall into the wrong hands.
The research, or just does it specifically mention what that research is, or is it just talking about we must get rid of all our notes?
It doesn't say get rid of all the notes, because there's plenty of notes that were, the checklist says that they were going to be organized and put away
for the burnt bookcase. The burnt bookcase.
But yeah, there was one bookcase that was obliterated when you
Before we got here.
The others, your fault. This one, that was like that when I got here.
Yeah. No, we had to deal with thunder lizards and vampires and goblin shamans, and we were forced to defend ourselves.
You can certainly tell this tale to the owner.
Whomever that might be.
Well, as you flip over to page 2 of the checklist, because this is a lengthy one, and everything is checked off pretty much. The last item on the checklist is leave note for Aristobulus.
Oh, that's okay. So somebody knew I'd be here. That's pretty interesting. Leave note. Peculiar. We didn't find any note with my name specifically on it.
You look around some more. You don't see any notes on here with your... The only mention of your name is on this checklist.
On this checklist. That's either creepy or somebody from my similar school of magic, perhaps. All right. He's going to start grabbing some of the unburned books and start loading them into the portable hole. And then he's going to start checking out the experiments, anything that happened to survive. He's not going to bother with anything that's burning, flaming, or destroyed. If anything did manage to stay unscathed, he's going to start looking at those.
Okay. There's all kinds of research material here for a wide variety of schools of magic. You do not see anything that relates to the necromantic school.
Okay. A lot of people tend to skip. Most people tend to avoid
that particular one.
Yep.
And in this case, you see nothing that where you're like, oh yeah, that's necromantic, or that's a severed hand, or anything like that.
There's a few safe ones like Ray of Enfeeblement. Not many, but there's a few.
There's some tables that were already cleared off.
Right. Like they were, those particular items were cleared out when whoever left took those items with them.
Possibly. Tables that were cleared off in advance are positioned closer to the burned out bookcase.
That makes sense.
Interruption. Apologies. Mm-hmm. Are me and Meepo in the planetarium area away from the library?
You told me that's where you wanted to go, so I'm assuming that's where you are.
Just double checking that it's just the two of us. Did I ever open that letter I got?
You did, and you could not read it, and you just put it away.
Couldn't remember.
Yeah, you never gave You never gave it to me.
No, I didn't. Cause
and you don't even know he has it.
Still don't trust you.
I saved your sorry butt from... No, I'm kidding.
You're still a noble, honey. Meepo, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read this?
I don't know. Let me see.
Because this is like the first chance we've had to be relaxed-ish since this whole thing started.
Since then, Okay, so I try to read it.
All right, so I'm going to have to look at Meepo's character sheet.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a language that you know.
Oh. No, does I can't read this one. I don't know what this is.
Do you not comprehend languages?
She does not.
No.
Not for Ari's lack of teaching, but she's limited in what she can do.
She decided it was better to hold on to friends.
Yes.
Yeah. Fair.
And she doesn't really need to read to do her spells, so she kind of...
No,
like,
she doesn't.
No,
and
I don't.
She just kind of copies a little bit of what Ari does and does
right.
And it works.
Okay. Thank you, hon. Never mind.
Maybe Mr. Ari knows.
He probably does. I'll ask him later.
Okay.
And that's where we'll end for tonight.
Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you.
Ari's curiosity has peaked once again.
And here's the annoying thing. I have the key to that curiosity. And I'm just not giving you it.
Yeah, the note.
That's okay. He can't be mad at something he doesn't know. Yeah.
Right. Right.
He has no idea that Fervid gave that to you, you know?
I love this game so much.